So a man went dumpster diving and he found an uncut sheet of Yu-Gi-Oh cards worth $1 million. So maybe Hasbro needs to be careful when they're dumping all those Magic the Gathering cards in landfills, because they could be giving away gold, right? This is coming from Kotaku. Man finds rare uncut sheets of Blue Eyes Dragon Yu-Gi-Oh cards worth $1 million in a dumpster. Collectors speculate the trash collection could be worth $1 million, though the erratic seller is raising concerns. Uh-oh, here we go. Last March, trading card collectors were startled when rare uncut sheets of Yu-Gi-Oh cards began to emerge across market sites like eBay and Facebook. Where are they coming from? The cards appeared to be legit, but the strange behavior from the seller began raising a lot of concerns about how they were acquired. A new report from 404 Media attempts to discover the identity of the Phantom Duel Master. So Matthew Galt managed to make contact with the seller and his first buyer, the latter a more responsive party going by Nick. Nick says that the $1,000 for an uncut sheet of Blue Eyes Silver Dragon was a steal, though a lot about the listing didn't add up. At the time, I assumed he had won it from a tournament. I assumed it was obtained legitimately. He sneaked them out the back door. They sneak them out the back door. It isn't unheard of for uncut cards or misprints to be sent out erroneously. The rare and heightened value can be tempting for stores that get sent them by mistake. Generally, it's not worth the fury from a litigious Konami who could cut off their supply or bar stores from hosting tournaments. While the seller's photo documentation wasn't stellar, a series of posts gave collectors a fuller picture of the trove. Nick estimates the haul could amount to $1 million in sales if done carefully. The seller seldom gives consistent answers, though, often unresponsive and sometimes having his mother... What? Wait. Sometimes unresponsive and sometimes having his mother step in. Mom, make me a hot pocket. But one detail seemed locked in. He found them in the trash. I made over $60,000 off these effing Yu-Gi-Oh cards out of the trash, the seller wrote in a Facebook post. I'm fixing to go take a video of where I got these hoes from and let you... and let you hold it now that you have to pay the premium price. From what 404 could gather, including details about the seller's mother and statements from his friends, the cards were likely discovered in Dallas, Texas, near a factory belonging to Cardamundi. Cardamundi is one of the printing companies contracted by Konami, who typically outsource the manufacturing of these lucrative pieces of paper. Over the last decade, the rising popularity of trading cards and the collection frenzy has since the pandemic has turned many hobbies into a sideshow. As secondary market values rise, so do profit seekers.